Serbia's integration into the European Union and positive dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Serbian Orthodox Church were at the heart of talks between Pope Benedict XVI and the president of Serbia, Boris Tadic. The Serbian president was here in the Vatican at the weekend for an audience with the Pope. He spoke to Imre McCarthy about Serbia's role in Europe.
I'm highly respecting the position of the Holy Father and the Holy See at all. In terms of European integrations for whole Western Balkans, not only for Serbia. 2014 is an agenda adopted by Prime Minister of Greece, Mr. Papandreou, and Prime Minister of Italy, Mr. Berlusconi. That is going to be 1 year after celebration of the Edict of Milano. And from that reason, I think that this period, this momentum is becoming most important right now and the realistic option for further integrations of the whole Western Balkans in the European Union. Without clear support of Pope Benedict XVI, this is not possible. The Holy Father is very helpful, not only in ecumenical dialogue between Orthodox and Catholic Church, but also in terms of integration whole Western Balkans in European Union. This is one very important strategical goal, not only for my people and Serbian people, but also for whole Europe, from my point of view. We are only one part of Europe that is not integrating until today. And from that reason, I see that that is becoming one of the most sensitive issues in political arena in Europe today. And from that reason, I understand that the approach of Holy Father is extremely important and extremely significant for Serbia and Europe. In that respect,
what would you say the Balkan nations in general, but Serbia in particular, can bring to the European Union?
In terms of so many fields, we can be very helpful. First of all, Serbian democracy is providing stability, even though we are facing with the crucial challenges, for example, Kosovo, for example, Bosnia-Herzegovina. I mean, Kosovo is our southern province. We are not recognizing ethnically motivated attempt of secession. That can open Pandora's box in so many areas all around the world. But the way how we are approaching to that challenge is stabilizing not only our country, but whole region. Second, the Bosnia issue. Serbia is one of the guarantors of Dayton's agreement. And from that reason, we are taking this principled position, and we are going to continue our efforts to find political solution in Bosnia-Herzegovina for so many challenges. The Balkans is the shortest way from Western Europe towards Eastern Europe. And even from that reason, Balkans has to be integrated in European Union.
A bridge with Russia, perhaps?
Of course, and we are bridge. And when I'm saying, and when I'm using the old definition of my country, that Serbia is the east on the west and the west on the east, I'm clearly explaining why Serbia and the whole Western Balkans are becoming more important for European future than before.
What do you think the resolution to the Kosovo situation is?
I mean, after decision of International Court of Justice that is coming in next few months, we'll be in a better conditions to restart negotiations with the Kosovo Albanians and to find some sustainable compromise solution on Kosovo. Serbia is every state is defending legitimate national interests on Kosovo by using only diplomatic and legal instruments. But after decision of International Court of Justice, we have to negotiate about possible solution. In the last minute of formal negotiations, Serbia's authorities offered some solutions. I mean, and we are not insisting on some particular solutions right now, but we are going to be ready to open talks. And starting from the principled position that integrity of some country is internationally recognized, but at the same time we are trying to find solution that is going to be acceptable also for Kosovo Albanians. This is not policy against Kosovo Albanians. This is policy that is going to bring all people together and to find solution that is going to function in the period ahead of us and that is going to be sustainable for everybody. From my point of view, this is not functioning, solution in which one side is losing everything, that is Serbia and Kosovo Albanians, the other side is getting everything. And this is why I'm insisting on that approach. And we are going to continue our efforts. Serbia is not going to recognize Kosovo independence. This government, this president, but I'm sure that the new government, the next president, whoever is going to be on the power in Serbia is not going to recognize Kosovo independence. We have to find, but at the same time, we have to find a compromise solution. We do not want to repeat the failures from the past. We are ready for compromise.
Serbian President Boris Tadic. Well, the head of the Serbian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Pavle, died Sunday at the age of 95 after a prolonged illness. The Patriarch was a respected theologian and liturgist and was also known for his personal humility and modesty. Pavle had led the church since 1990, guiding it through the post-communist revival and calling for peace and reconciliation during the Balkan conflicts. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Felix Corley, editor of the Religious Freedom News Service, Forum 18, about the Patriarch's life and legacy.
He very much spoke his mind. He spoke in a way that ordinary people could understand and relate to. He wasn't so much interested in ecclesiastical politics and so on. So I think he kept a steady course. He tried to rebuild the church. And don't let's forget the communist Yugoslavia imposed very tight restrictions on the church, although they were not as tight as in other Eastern European countries, especially places like Czechoslovakia, then Czechoslovakia, and in the Soviet Union. But nevertheless, there were strong restrictions. And in the 1990s, he worked hard to reopen institutions, get seminaries going again, reopen parishes, especially in Kosovo, where he was long-term bishop there.
What kind of a legacy does he leave behind?
I think he leaves an image in people's mind of how they want their clergy to be, how they want their church to be, as holy, devout, spiritual, someone that people could look up to in a spiritual sense, not look up to physically because he was very diminutive in size, look up to spiritually, and the kind of better side of the church.
Forum 18 editor Felix Corley.